morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church here in Williamstown, New Jersey. I hope you're having a great morning. I want to pick up on part two from last week. We were in Psalm 32, a psalm of contemplation, a psalm of joy by David. And David equated our blessings and joy with our ability to to understand that we are covered by God, And someone who has not been saved all their life, I've been in church all my life, but not saved, I should be in hell this morning. The fact that God's mercy and grace covered me while I was in that world, the fact that as I was running in the highways and byways and doing my dirt and out there in this world system, that God's hand covered me. And we gave a definition of this covering, that God covers our iniquities, our transgressions, and our sins, three different acts of rebellion against God. He covers me, and it says, blessed whose sins are covered, and whom the Lord does not impute iniquity to. So we are just blessed because God has forgiven us of our sins. But secondly, we dealt with confession. Homilego, to say the same thing that God says, when God calls something sin, we must call it sin. When God calls something wrong, we must call it wrong. Many times, John says, if we confess our sins, 1 John, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Many times, we're not really confessing, we're stating. We're not agreeing with God on issues. It doesn't have to be sin. We're not agreeing with God on issues. And once we learn to confess, and he uses this analogy of our bones, which are brittle when we can't confess, when we can't get before a holy God in prayer and say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. You're strong and I'm weak. I've missed the mark. I'm rebellious and I have iniquity and transgressions going on in my life and I need you to heal me. David said, it's only when we're able to confess that our bones grow stronger, our strength is increased, our hurts, amen, are hidden, and God preserves the trouble in our lives. So there's a joy of renewed fellowship when we're able to confess, amen, our sins. So he deals with the covering, the confession. But third, the contemplation is, once I'm able to do that, here's the great news, God then sends his counsel. So in Psalm 32, it says, after he said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Verse 5, I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah, that means stop, pause, and meditate on that. And then he says, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. But he goes on to say, listen to this, because of my covering, because of my confession, because of my contemplation, Selah, look what he says in verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Now this is placed in order. In other words, once I'm able to understand that I'm covered and I have confession and I can contemplate that God is for me and not against me, God starts giving me counsel. What's the counsel he gives us? I'm glad you asked. I will, this is God talking, instruct thee. God says, I'm going to lay out a line of perfect instruction for your direction. Amen. I'm going to make this thing so clear to you. I'm going to speak to your heart like you've never heard me speak before. It'll be clear, it'll be plain, and then I'm going to teach you in the way which you shall go. And look at the third, I will guide you with mine eye. What I love about this is that he's saying, my counsel is to instruct you. My counsel is to guide you. Amen. My counsel is to speak clear to you so that you end up in a place of blessing. in a place of blessing. And then in verse 10, it says, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround them. I am so happy that our God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the God of Scripture, the Logos, the Word, Jesus, has promised us that when we get our house in order by understanding Psalm 32, that we're covered, we're blessed. As we confess, we're blessed. As we contemplate, we're blessed. And God will give us his counsel, we're more blessed. I need God instructing me. I need God leading me. I need God guiding me. I need my God to open up the rivers of water, the avenues in which he would have me to walk. And so when we desire God to lead us, we go back to Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sinneth receive the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, that word, he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf will never fade. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Come and visit us. Jesus loves you. Bye-bye.